This is Michelle from Yorkshire Music Collective, and I'm backstage at Bingley Music Live with Clay. Hello.
Hello.
Just so everybody gets to know you, can you say what you do in the band and your name, please?
I'm Jack, I play guitar and keyboards.
I'm Joe, and I play guitar and shing.
I'm Danny, and I play the drums.
I'm Rob, and I play bass and keyboard.
Okay. How long have Clay been together now?
It's only a year, about 11 months, so yeah, we're babies.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You've just had kind of a really big couple of weeks because you played Leeds Festival last week and now you've played Bingley today. What was the experience like at Leeds and Reading Festival?
Amazing, yeah. Yeah, we had big crowds both days. Very humbling, you know, considering like we're virtually unknown in Reading, so to like travel all the way down there and get a massive reception, like, it means the world, yeah.
Yeah, and I think like it was kind of a full circle type moment for us, really, because last year at Leeds Fest, when we started writing our debut song, we released Sundance, and that kind of idea came from Leeds Fest last year. So it's kind of in a year be there playing on the strength of that song. It's very humbling, I guess.
Joe, it's not the first time you've actually played on the main stage. I think it was 3 years ago that you played in a different band and different instrument as well. Did it seem bigger today or smaller? Or
it seemed better because we're a better band. I don't know. Yeah, it's nice to get things on merit. It's good. They're doing their thing. We're doing ours. Just a little bit better.
Yeah, I think you must obviously be doing something right because you've been going that a year, but you're getting handpicked to join a festival. So
yeah, that's it. I mean, I think like, you know, people do competitions and that's cool. Like that's what they want to go for. But like we always set out to like work hard and like get things on merit, you know what I mean? So like when we got Leeds and Reading, that were kind of like, you know, the songs were ready, like great, and you know we've worked hard. So like when we do things like this, like Bingley, Leeds and Reading, it's like it's such a like rewarding experience because everything we've done is like sort of is because we've been working hard, you know what I mean?
So when we're first out, we kind of plan things meticulously, you know. So when a plan's kind of fulfilled, it does fill you with confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it is quite difficult, because even if you're working hard, sometimes you need a little bit of luck as well in there.
Oh, definitely, it's definitely the right person. But we're our strong believers that if you're good enough, you'll do well. You know, there's a lot of shit out there. You know, there's a lot of great bands out there that don't make it, but, you know, if you work hard and you do the right things and you've got everything in place and you're not, like, you're not idiots and you have, like, a vague idea of what you need to do, then you will definitely get on and the right people will see you, do you know what I mean? Like, we had any legs up, no, we haven't got any secret industry contacts or anything, you know, we were just four lads who lived near each other who started writing songs and they were brilliant. Mm. So that's just, you know what I mean, it's not like, oh, they know something, it's not that at all. We set out and like booked a tour right away. We had no like previous experience of booking gigs outside of Leeds, you know, and it's been quite like a stage process, really. We did a first tour, we got management, did another tour, you know, songs got better, and like 11 months down the line we're playing great shows like these. So
yeah, have you been touring up and down the country then?
Yeah,
on and off.
Mixture of local
and yeah, like I mean we've probably only done Leeds like 6 times, that's including Leeds Festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we tried to keep each Leeds show relatively exclusive and kind of make more of an event of it all, because there's so many like run-of-the-mill local acts who play like Leeds every week, and once people have seen them, they're not particularly bothered.
Yeah, I would say we didn't necessarily try and disassociate ourselves with like the local scene, but we certainly didn't want to get like caught up in that rat race of playing the same venues every week and just people getting a bit bored of your presence.
Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with that, you know what I mean? Like Leeds is like, it's class, like it's a great place and there's a lot of great bands in Leeds, but I think in 2015, like at the moment, you know, people don't tend to like go out anymore, so we kind of wanted to make like every show we played like shit Clay playing tonight, as opposed to, we don't want to go tonight because they'll be playing next week, do you know what I mean? So as opposed to playing like 20 shows in Leeds over a 9 week period, played one.
Do you think that's even true of people your age then? They're not going out not to gigs.
You know, I don't think people are actively going to find new music live.
People find music now by having it pushed down the throats on social media. And like,
all the good bands are getting noticed at the moment. There's a lot of great acts getting signed, like Blossoms and, like, you know, there's a lot of great acts that are doing well, so I think if you're good enough, you get on. I'm a strong believer of that. I think it's quite easy to say, oh, you know, no one knows who we are. If you're good, people are like take note. Like we've been like very lucky as well to get certain shows, but
yeah, I think it's had like good support from BBC as well.
Yeah, BBC have been class. Like that.
Hugh Stevens, who's here today, like he's been great to us. Like he plays us often on his show, like, and he's put us on his club night in London. So. And he were kind of influential in getting us to play Leeds in Reading.
Yeah. And have you found differences touring up and down the country where your music's gone down better in one place than another, or is it, you know, generally a good reception?
Using like a recent example, I think we were all sort of surprised by the reception we got at Reading, having certain people like sing the lyrics back at you in a place that you've never played before. It's always...
I've always enjoyed Manchester.
Manchester's
really good to play. I think it's kind of a cult, like a musical hub, isn't it? It's Manchester. It's got quite a rich culture musically. Yeah. So, yeah, they're kind of, that is a place, I suppose, that differs to Leeds in the fact that people are kind of more open to finding new music.
Yeah, I think sometimes Leeds is a bit closed to like bringing other bands from different parts of the country in, so you tend to get stuck watching the same bands all the time,
and I
don't think it's kind of protecting your music scene by stopping other people coming in.
I think it would give
other people here opportunities to gig swap and move around and stuff.
I think something that can be all comes back to just write some good songs. Like when we first booked our first tour, like we didn't even have anything online. We always made a point like the first impression needs to be like photos, song, tour. Because we kind of saw the mistakes certain bands were making, and like, you know, we all gained a bit of experience in different avenues, and we were really lucky. Like, we got some great gigs off this one song, and
just gotta be observant. I feel like you have to see where people are going wrong. Like, I think we were always more comfortable kind of leading a scene as opposed to just fitting into one.
Yeah, we do. I think that's people like when we played Reading last week. Like the compare was like in Leeds. Sorry, somebody said, oh, do you class yourself as a Leeds band? I don't think people immediately recognise as like a Leeds act, because we've hardly played that much in Leeds, and you know, we don't, not the fact that we don't shout it from rooftops or anything, but like, I don't know, we've been like Jack said, quite meticulous of how we approach and book things. You know, we wanted to seem exclusive in every way possible. So yeah.
Have you got plans to go back in the studio, do more recordings in the near future? Yeah.
We've got a tour in October. It starts October 1st, and then after today, pretty much we're free. So
we've got a couple of weeks off, and we're going on part of tours with the Enemy and Revenant Makers. Just our own co-headline tour in October, like 11 dates, I think it is.
It's up and down the country.
And then after that, the world is quite literally our oyster.
Great. Do you all write the songs together, or does that work?
It's a fairly collaborative process.
It's quite a strange process. We're not one of these bands who sort of goes in the studio and jams.
We're not a jam band.
Yeah. Kind of. Like, Jack will come with an idea musically and give it to me, and I'll, like, do the vocals. Then we'll sort of go into the studio and work that way, like, basically with the song written, but then, like, you know...
Yeah, the song's written before we've kind of rehearsed it. It's never... Yeah. Nothing's ever spontaneous, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't sit down and be like, what have you got? Nice, what have you got? Like, it's not like that. There's a lot of thought goes into it, but...
At the same time, I don't know, we're kind of very conscious, but at the same time... We write for ourselves, do you know what I mean? We don't want to like overly concern ourselves with pleasing everyone. We just write music that we like. And
yeah, well, I think ultimately we write music that we don't feel is out there. Do you know what I mean? So like, it's on the radio. We want to hear our music. If it wasn't our songs, we want to hear our songs.
Yeah.
Didn't really say that right, but you get me. You get me.
I get you. If people want to find out more about Clay, what's the best way to go about it? Have you got a Facebook page, website? Or
Danny knows this one.
Everything's just / Clay We Are.
So, except SoundCloud.
And YouTube.
SoundCloud
just
is.
Type in Clay.
So I'm just type in Clay, Leeds. Yeah. I'll come up with that.
Okay. Thank you very much for chatting to me today. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah.